Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you know how we have so many athletes playing NFL, high-level college, and they always come back. I mean, they come back and give back. We know Teddy does that. We talk to him every time he's back, but there's a whole lot of players that do it. One of the schools that really benefits is Monsignor Pace, and every year they have so many, you know, from DVD, to everybody who's played, the Rod Mack, everybody comes back and kind of gives back. But Kayvon Webster's been really, really good. I mean, he's one of those guys that you figured when he left here, he makes it big. He's never going to forget all the people, and he doesn't. He's got an event this week with a lot of other people. July 9th on Friday at Monsignor Pace. It's a Game Changer 7-on-7. He is kind enough to join us this evening. Kayvon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thank you for having me.
And welcome back. Watching you play ever since you entered high school, you were somebody who was always a step ahead of everybody. I mean, I always remember you're an intelligent player. You always say to yourself, "Wow, he's going to make a good coach one day." And here you are giving back to the community. Talk about that. I mean, before we get into USF and the NFL teams that you play for, talk about giving back and what it means to you and some of the other guys that are going to be joining you this Friday.
I would like to say that giving back has been very big for me. It's a part of my lifestyle. I think that's what our purpose is here in life, to reach back and to inspire and to give back to others, because that's right. The ultimate goal, really. And, I was inspired as a kid when I went to Mike McKenzie camp. And I thought to myself, like, when I got to that level, where I am able to provide for others, I want to be able to provide opportunities where, it can inspire the next mind or the next kid in the community, right, to do something great for others as well. So that's what,
nice.
That's a little piece of my giving back story.
You mentioned Mike McKenzie, and obviously I watched him in high school, and I was at a event when he did at Parkway Middle School back in the day.
That's the one I went to too.
And you know who was there? Duke Johnson. And Duke Johnson was a ninth grade kid. And I remember Coach Heidelberg introducing me to him. And it was packed. I mean, there was a lot of kids. And I'm glad that, I keep hearing people who were at that event. What kind of impact was that? Because, here's a guy from the area. I mean, he made it big, got into the NFL, did real well. But here's a guy like yourself and like Devin Aromashodu and guys like that. They come back and really, really immerse themselves in the community. What was it about something like that camp?
I grew up in the era where Santana Moss was really big too for the community.
Right.
He was one. Mike McKenzie is just I'm more related to the Mike McKenzie situations, because that camp actually inspired me. It was at Parkway Academy in the field. I went with a couple of my friends. And, I think I met Duke Johnson that day as well.
Yeah.
But I had attended Norland at one point, and it was just big to see someone that came from that area, go big, come back. And he inspired me. And I was inspired ever since that day. So, I was trying to get on that path, and, here we are today. I'm throwing the 7-on-7 camp at Monsignor Pace, the school that I graduated from, and, won the state track title at, and, did a lot of good things there.
As we're speaking with Kayvon Webster, who has Game Changer 7-on-7 coming up, I mean, I'm looking at the dudes that's going to be there, and it's awesome. Xavier Rhodes, we know, one of the great ones out of New Orleans, as you mentioned. Rashad Fenton, who's one of the good guys. I mean, here's a guy that everybody kind of forgot about when he left here, and then all of a sudden he's playing in two straight Super Bowls. So, I mean, that's mm-hmm. pretty decent. You got Quentin Dunbar, who we've watched ever since he was in youth football as well, a good dude. And then obviously Anthony Walker, a guy that you know as well as I do. I mean, there are very few people like Anthony Walker in this world, a Northwestern University grad playing with the Colts. Talk about that group of guys that have stepped up for you and, you know, come back and want to be a part of this. Talk about those guys.
You know, it's really great when you can get a group of guys who you know from when you're a child, in your childhood, and you know when they get to a level where they're able to provide other opportunities for us to come together with, it's such a great thing. And you know, even though we're from different areas and you know we have different backgrounds, sure. We decide to come together and you know just do something for Miami and for the kids to inspire the youth as well.
Talk about what's going to happen now. I mean, I know that on Friday there's a lot going on. A lot of people have gotten behind that. Now I know that you closed out the teams because you had too many. Is that right or am I wrong?
Yeah. So right now we're figuring out the bracket right now.
Okay.
We have the schedule. We have the 9 a.m. arrival. We have the check-in. We have the tournaments. The begin plays for the tournaments. Right now, we're just trying to figure out which team is going to play which team.
Okay.
And it's a 16 game. It's a 16 team tournament.
Sweet.
And it's double elimination. You know, we have a cash prize for the winning team, and we're looking forward to seeing everyone come out to compete and have a great day.
So you're going to start. The games, they're going to start at 10?
Yeah, so everything will start at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But the sign up and arrival where the teams will be able to get their uniforms and, you know, sign the waivers and get the expectations for the day. And then, you know, 10:30, we on and going.
Nice. Nice. I mean, it seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, no, I know that a lot of these kids are getting off a month of June, which has been crazy. I mean, as you could see, you know that everything was closed down and they get no college looks in 14 months. And then all of a sudden, June opens up and Kayvon, they're everywhere. I mean, you know, I mean, these kids were at a camp a day from here to New York and just trying to get noticed. And obviously now they get to come and relax a little bit. We're anxious to come out there as well. We're going to come by. It's Friday, all starting 10:30, everything gets rolling. All the teams will be in there. You give us any sneak peek before we let you go of any of the teams that'll be there?
Well, we're still figuring that out right now. We're still figuring out the brackets. No real sneak peeks yet. We'll start dropping like the brackets and things of that nature later this week.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Kayvon Webster doing some great stuff along with a lot of other people. That's this Friday, 10:30, Monsignor Pace High School, Game 7-on-7 Changers. Thanks so much, Kayvon, for taking the time this evening. We'll catch up with you on Friday.
Thank you for having me. I'll see you on Friday.
Good stuff. Kayvon Webster, one of the good guys. Monsignor Pace grad, went to USF, played in the NFL, five teams. Play for the Rams, Saints, Denver Broncos, obviously, and a good guy, and he's running a really, really good event, and we're excited about it. A lot of good things going on. Now, even though the colleges can't be for the next 3 weeks, the high schools certainly are, and then the local groups are certainly rolling out the offensive-defensive line camps, a lot of other good stuff. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com. That's UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.